Well, good morning, Randy.
Good morning, Marshall.
We are here in Atlanta for our national workshop.
That's right.
July, and with us is a special guest, Jeff Simonich.
Hi, Jeff.
Hey, guys. Great to be with you today.
French camp superstar.
We're going to talk about a few things, a little bit about WEFTEC here in a minute, but we wanted to talk a little bit about our leak detection system and kind of what's going on with that.
Right. So the safe tank, you know, has a leak detection sensor, and that's currently installed by polyprocessing when we put the tanks together. And, Jeff, can you describe how that's installed and taped? Because we're making a change to this that we want to let you know about.
Yeah, Randy. It's so we install usually a 2-inch bulkhead fitting on the top sidewall of the tank, and then drop the sensor down towards the bottom of the tank, and we tape it on the inside of the containment tank, and then install the primary tank inside the containment from there. So that's how we do it currently.
Right. And so if you were to want to change that sensor in the field, could you pull that sensor out?
Yeah, most of the time it's difficult to pull that out because the tape holds it, and then a lot of times if you pull hard enough, it might disconnect the sensor from the lead.
Exactly. So we're actually, we've improved the sensor even, and it's a little smaller sensor that will actually, with both tanks put together already nested, there's enough space in that interstitial space that you can now drop this smaller sensor right in from the outside with the tanks already nested, and like make the turn and drop it all the way down in that interstitial space.
Yeah, that's right, Randy.
So what that's going to allow us to do is let you install these in the field. It doesn't have to be installed in the factory. So what we want to let you know is that these will start becoming a kit that you'll see in the future. And this allows a couple benefits to you. Faster delivery times, because it's one less assembly step for us. But you can also decide where you want to put it in the field instead of having to prearrange that on the drawing. And thirdly, if something goes bad with the sensor, you can just go ahead and replace it because it can all be done in the field. And fourthly, if you forgot to order that as a leak detection sensor or wasn't wanted originally, but later you decide you do want it, you can just post-order it and then add it to the tank as well. But so, Jeff, can you describe exactly what will come in the kit that they'll install? It'll be a separate box.
Yeah, so what will come with that is a reducer, 2x1/2-inch reducer that that you'll install in there. Included with that will be a cord grip, which will tighten down around the cord so that you don't get any moisture or water or anything else into the interstitial space.
And then, of course, the sensor and the cable.
Right.
And so that'll all drop down. You can adjust this sensor, too. There's a little potentiometer on the bottom of it.
Correct. Yeah, you can. You can make that adjustment. Now, it's going to come from our supplier already set, but you can't adjust it if there needs to be any slight adjustments being made in the field.
Perfect. Thank you, Jeff.
And we'll be able to see that where, Randy?
At WEFTEC.
2023.
What a nice segue, Marshall. Yeah. Yes. Come by the booth and we'll show you exactly what it looks like.
We will be at WEFTEC 2023. October 1st through the 3rd is the actual trade show. Obviously, they'll have a conference going on as well. And we'll tell you about the booth number here in a minute, but we want to talk about what's actually going to be in the booth. So let's start right now with, exploring how your application could benefit from a slope bottom or vertical tank with a full drain.
Exactly. We'll show the slope bottom with its pad there, and, you know, it'd be great if you could bring customers or engineers by because that's something unique to polyprocessing. And, you know, it can get you a little extra concentration and flow towards the outlet.
And so that will then leads us to a safe tank mock-up that we're going to have there as well. So off that slope bottom, we're going to have basically another containment piece with the transition fitting bolted on so that you can see what the transition fitting looks like installed in a tank from the outside with the expansion joint and all the fitting parts, but also you can see it from the inside of that tank, right? That actually, and then from there, you can learn how to safely and simply pipe a double wall tank if you wanted to as well from there. And we'll show that because we're going to have some clear pipe coming out of that, right?
Yeah, perfect. Yeah, so. And that's a thing, you know, that if you are taking advantage of, that is really a nice value-added feature for your client, is to build on that double wall piping and then put the skid in a containment tank. We have those open top containment tanks. Put the whole pump skid right in there and you can have containment all the way from your tank and piping to the skid.
Pump skid. Also, you can learn about the tremendous advantage of the updated oxidative-resistant resin technology called the OR1000. And that, again, is about extended life of your tank, and you can talk to one of our specialists when you're there, and they can explain that to you.
Right. We're always battling that misconception that OR1000 is necessary for some chemicals or the cross-link won't work.
Right.
And people need to understand that the oxidation resistant is just to extend the life of a tank that will work perfectly fine, but, you know, get much longer life out of it.
That's right. And a lot of our blogs, you know, read that way too. So if you have any questions about that, take a look at our website, our blogs. It talks about that, OR1000. Also, fitting boards will be there, so you can see all the types of fittings we use. We'll have some videos running, some drop test videos and some things. We're going to have a new video that we're going to do in a couple weeks to show you how we always talk about rinsing out, cleaning out an info tank from the top, how that's easily done. Well, we're going to have a video to show you how it's done so that when you have a customer saying, well, how do you do that? Well, here's a video to show you. Use a pressure washer or a garden hose and just clean it out, right? So let's talk now, and Jeff, you can help us with this. We're talking about P3. And reminders about our announcement page and how important that is for certainly our distributors to be able to go on to P3 and see what announcements are on there, right?
Right. As an example, one is on the 905 tank and some changes there, Jeff. Can you cover that?
Yeah, so the 905's been out with some info changes. We're going to change from a 2-inch to a 3-inch. And last I heard, that should be back in business first part of August. So we start running those, mid-August or so once we get it mounted back up.
And you can always keep track, Marshall, where things are at by, like you said, the announcements page, the news page, if you will, of P3. Log on and I'll show you what's up.
That's right. Also, the tank grid on P3, if you go to that, it'll give you lead times for the ovens and all over the United States. There are three plants.
Those are updated almost, a couple times a week.
That's right. Booth number for WEFTEC, everybody write it down here. It's 2820. It'll be a 20x20 booth, island booth, so you can access all four sides, and you can come at us from any direction. I wanted to talk really quick about some recent blogs that we've done. You probably noticed there's a little bit of change in a couple of the blogs. They're not so much a selling feature, is more of kind of instructional. We're trying to get a little more information on our website, what we call the Library of Congress, right, for tanks.
That's right.
So the last week's blog was an introduction to fume scrubbers, right? I think that was last week. And it talks about our scrubber, and that's what we want to sell with our bulk tanks. And we don't sell our scrubber for other people's tanks, right? We're not going to do that.
Right, not by themselves either.
But we put some safety information in there about if you're going to build a scrubber, here's the things you need to know. Here's what we require. But we really recommend you buying ours because we are professionals when it comes to scrubber building, right? Done it for a long time. And then this week, we've got a special blog coming out. This is the week of July 10th. So maybe last week, because this won't probably come out till next week, but it's on can you ground a polyethylene tank? And that's a question everybody asks. And so we make it very simple and say, no, you can't. that we talk a little bit about static charge and some things you can do to, help with static charge. But we obviously talk about, flash points in chemicals and the low flash points. We don't like to store those anyway. Like a methyl ethyl ketone that's, flash point at 20 degrees F or whatever, can't store that. But there are some, areas where we have questions, like for instance diesel. Now that flash point's a little lower than sometimes we like, but so things like that, we want to just make sure people understand that our tanks are not groundable, and we don't want our tanks around anything that's flammable to begin with. So if you're going to put flammable chemicals in a building around our tank, just make sure you've got some distance to be able to ground those steel tanks or those metal tanks, the proper tanks for those chemicals, and you can deal with a static charge on our tanks a little easier in a building than you can outside as well. So
right, and obviously there's some other ways to deal with the static, and that's in the blog.
Right, there's some sprays and some things like that. So
techniques.
Other than that, I think that's it. We were just going to make sure everybody understood about WEFTEC and We're all looking forward to seeing you. You can go, you can email marketing@polyprocessing.com if you'd like to set up an appointment. We'll have that available on our blogs and on our website here in a couple weeks, where you can make an appointment to see us at WEFTEC, and we're looking forward to it.
So, yeah, looking forward to see all of you there.
Yep. Thank you, Jeff, for joining us.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
All right. Bye-bye.